Mike Outlaw.
This is Danny Adams. We are no new friends, and you're listening to the worst podcast ever, WrestleMania. You kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the WrestleMania Pod.
That's right.
That's right. On my right, you know him, you love him, the king of bong style, Brad Scott. Say what's up.
Live from sold out studios.
On my left, the
Miss
man that makes
that.
That's right. That's the best part.
Yeah.
On my left, the man who puts it all together, Mr. Fresh Produce. How you doing?
Hello.
He's here, everybody.
Here, trying to make sure Eric's not blowing your eardrums out.
That happens. And I am Fireball Eric, still spitting. Hot fire.
He is officially Fireball Eric.
Officially, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Someone got a merit badge today and picked up an Instagram account.
I did.
Follow at Fireball Eric. Now, we know this is going to be confusing because you can't capitalize the first letter of each
it's
divided word.
Am I the only? I know I'm the only person who cares about that, but yeah. It looks like fire.
I'm accustomed to it.
I get it.
I can read. I think once you get accustomed to reading it lowercase, you learn how to start separating it in your mind in lowercase.
It's like
reading hashtags with no capitalization.
See, and that's my number one. Like, that's a huge hang up on Twitter for me. Yeah, but always capitalize
but
words.
So I'm okay with capitalizing letters in a hashtag to an extent. Like, I think no more than three. If your hashtag has more than three words, you just make it all undercase. Because otherwise,
that's part of the bit then. That's part of the bit is it's a run-on hashtag that isn't going to be followed by anyone else. So it's just word after word after word.
You don't need to it becomes too much.
The funniest part, I think, of all this, of you pressuring me for the last few months to get an Instagram account, is that when we went to sign up my email today, what did we find out, Produce?
That you already had one.
What was your name again?
Perfect Attendance.
I think that's a damn good WrestleMania name, by the way. I think you jumped the but we love Fireball. At the show.
It's a big part of what we do.
Ah.
Hence the this and that and everything in your hat. And
I don't have a perfect attendance banner.
Exactly.
Hanging out good. In the bar.
I do.
Yeah. Weird.
From my daughter.
Because you just... Oh, right. Exactly. Well, that was the mindset. That was my
LLC. And the other kid in the trunk.
That was my LLC, was perfect attendance. Keep showing up every day, good things will happen. That was my mindset when I had the restaurant. I was wrong. But it still was a good mindset to go in.
I know that feeling very well.
It's just keep showing up. Keep
I'm
doing
wrong
the work.
Very often.
With the best of intentions.
Yes.
With the best of intentions.
Always. I always have good intentions.
What do you think, Rassholes? Did you miss us last week? We did take the
holidays. We were gone.
Well, you know why? There was a dog show. I did send
you
guys that link. It wasn't the Westminster. No, it wasn't the Westminster, but it was
Snoop Dogg.
It was the Snoop Dogg show with Martha Stewart. Exactly. We were preempted by Snoop and Martha.
And hose.
Cooking. Thanksgiving dinner.
But I had a killer Thanksgiving.
Can Snoop still say hoes?
I don't see why couldn't he say hoes?
I mean, I don't think...
He's the dog.
Yeah, like he gets away with that, right? Mm-hmm. He can still say bitches and stuff.
He gets away with everything.
Man.
There is no Me Too for Snoop Dogg.
I wish I was Snoop.
That's why? That's your number?
Just for everything, man.
No, but the biggest reason is...
The dude was smoking weed in downtown Indianapolis.
Right.
In a nightclub.
Right.
And he got paid to DJ, which meant he just played on a MacBook and made a playlist. Like, you know, all he was doing was picking eight songs and then just like on Facebook and Tinder or LinkedIn.
I'm sure it was Tinder. I'm sure it was. I don't know if he's a big
guy. I don't
think
you can do Tinder on a MacBook.
Also, I don't think that Snoop needs Tinder.
He just walks outside.
He swipes right and left in real life.
Just walks up to girls.
He's smacking the hose.
No. Yes, in. Although his are like into the car or that way. Get out of here. I did see Questlove DJ one time downtown where he actually like DJed, like actually spun and did the work. Like it was a real
set. I want to bizzle my prizzle, baby. I need to get the dog father's name out there while I'm in Wyoming.
Sorry, that was my whole scene.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's a good question. Has Snoop Dogg ever been to Wyoming?
Well, maybe because isn't that where Kanye like did a release party and like a album list? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Kanye recorded an album and did like that last one.
Yo, that's beyond me. I didn't realize.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, he was
why?
In.
Why?
Dude, really? It's Kanye.
I know, but isn't that like everyone puts their companies in Delaware for the tax breaks? I don't know. I wonder what Wyoming brought to the table for him to.
Well, they probably treat him like a king.
Literally, I think he went in there and was like, "I'll
king
take,
yay.
I'll take Wyoming, please."
I think anytime, because you got to remember, everywhere else he's hated.
Yeah.
Wyoming, they fucking love him.
They hated him until he came in. They're like, we love him now.
Get what I said. That's everybody. Everybody hates Kanye until you're next to him. And then you're just like, no, man, he's
really. He's misunderstood. Is really
no, that is my favorite thing. You can always find the celebrity that someone met when, like, they will, like, a celebrity that most people will just shit on and call a douche, whatever. And then they're like, no, like, he's actually, like, a really. Good guy. You really shouldn't talk about Mike.
What's the woman who everyone says looks like a horse or a foot?
Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Man, I was going to go Celine Dion.
Well, Jay Moore.
Gyllenhaal's sister.
Jay Moore has said, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Jay Moore has said, he goes, everyone rips on the Sarah Jessica Parker, yet if she was ever in the room, she'd be the most beautiful person you've ever seen in real life. Like,
no.
She's, well, I know.
I'm not buying that far.
That's what he
beautiful
said.
Person I've ever
he
seen
said,
in real life.
He goes, you don't understand
you
how.
You don't want to get into this conversation because he'll forget who every celebrity is.
We had this conversation earlier. I think Brandi Rhodes is maybe the most beautiful woman on the planet.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I mean, also, he thinks Chrissy Teigen is someone that was on
Growing Pains. Christy Swanson or whatever?
Christy Swanson. He's
from, because she was. So I just watched a very special episode, which if you're a fan of Zach Morris's Trash and you like this show, you obviously are. A very special episode is the same format, but the guy does the special episodes of old sitcoms. And so he did one with Growing Pains where Kirk Cameron and his buddies get invited to a party. And at the party, they get offered cocaine.
Oh, my God.
And, which is pretty commonplace in the 80s.
Yeah, I was trying to make
but for
about
a, it. For a sitcom, pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Saved by the Bell didn't go. They
I
went one joint. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but dude, Christy Swanson was like, the girl offered him cocaine. And so I was like, I got confused because he's like, Christy Teigen. And I was like, she's like 50. You can't compare her to Brandi Rhodes in her prime. And he's like, wait, 50. She's not 50. And I was like, dude, I just saw her. She was in an episode of Growing Pains.
And he was sure about it.
But no, here's the thing.
Yeah, he was positive.
He didn't correct me.
I didn't correct him. I just went, okay.
No, he goes, no, but like, also, she's the same age as Aisha Curry. And I was like, no, she's not. Aisha Curry could have never been in Growing Pains in her 20s and the 80s. And he's like, well, Steph Curry's like 30. I'm like, you're making no sense. And then we realized, like, oh, I didn't know who we were talking about.
Yeah.
You really wanted to take that down a very specific path. And he's like, none of this is correct.
Aisha Curry is up there. She's almost she's like gorgeous. A white Brandi Rhodes light.
None of these women are Danielle Fishel, though. Let's just all get that out of the way. It's my number one all time. You're laughing because it's so obvious.
That's what he said.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, no, it's the number one.
I think it's the Topanga effect.
It is the yes.
She's Topanga.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Well, there's always an effect.
So, like, for a generation years to come, it'll probably be Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, right?
Probably.
For prepubescent boys who watch that movie?
Old. I think that's too old. I think it will be someone from a Disney show that we don't even watch. That's what I think.
Oh, well, I mean, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's for me now.
Oh,
what?
It's so creepy. She looks 12,
and
man.
She's been Davidsoned.
She's been what?
Davidsoned. Oh, she was
like
engaged.
No.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I get it.
No, he is. Okay, so I like
can't
Pete
find
Davidson,
her
too.
I really can't find her. I know she's an objectively attractive person, but I can't find
Pete
her.
Pete Davidson has very cosmetic douche tendencies.
Yeah.
But cosmetic, because I think, because he's very self-deprecating as well, mm-hmm. and can laugh at himself. I'm on your train. I like him as well.
Yeah.
But it's hard to defend, like, certain things and not be like, well, that's something a douche would do.
Correct.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Pete Davidson as a comedian or as a comedic actor. I just think he kind of looks gross.
Like sticky.
Yeah.
He looks like Christina Aguilera.
Well, dude, I think
one
of the first SNL.
What's the Aguilera bit? Dirty? It looks like he's from the Dirty video. Like one of the people in the background of the Dirty video.
Red Man?
Yeah.
I think one of his first live SNL sketches was he played a zombie. Like hunchback, but like he
no
like
makeup.
They were. It was supposed to be like a zombie thing, mm-hmm. but he's not a zombie. Everybody just thinks he is because he's hunchback. And it was a very self-deprecating sketch.
I like it. His first bit on Saturday Night Live ever, though, that Weekend Update was one of my all-time favorites.
That was a good one.
Same with Brooks Wheelan. He did a great one too. So what? We're about 8 minutes in. No wrestling talk yet.
Yep.
Back to the old show, baby.
Terhune would be proud. Oh, fuck, Terhune.
But you know what he won't be?
The champion?
He won't be the champion come Sunday. Because I think our show's going to run into midnight. So,
oh, a late show.
Well, no, actually, it might be like an 8 o'clock show. So maybe, I don't know.
2 hour sets? That's really
boring. I don't know. I stand by what I say. Maybe if it's an 8 o'clock show and it's over at 10 o'clock, he's still not going to be the champion Sunday. I'm just saying.
Right, you're not
gonna... I'm just saying I'm not letting him leave Goodrich, Michigan with that belt.
So it's not hardcore rules. He can't challenge you right away.
No, no, okay. No. He's not leaving that city with that belt. It is going to be mine because I have been the rightful champion for years, and you know that, Turkey. You know it.
We all know that. There's no one's doubting that.
There's doubters.
Spineless son.
There's doubters. There's haters, but they have not made the sacrifice, and they are not rocket ship fuel for the spaceship to parts unknown.
For those listening on audio, I just angrily pointed.
Did you just slip into an Ultimate Warrior promo?
I don't know what happened.
You blacked out there. You blacked out.
I thought we were just talking about Chrissy Swanson. And Kirk Cameron refusing to do blow.
So I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. Do you realize it's almost been a month since I've been on the air?
That's right.
But we did, since then, we did do a live, an awesome 3-hour live Survivor Series where I brought up things that no one wanted to be discussed.
We figured out some of the kinks.
Yeah.
Join us next time for a much more professional produced.
But we did
TLC.
Produced.
But we did get a good weekend of wrestling. It wasn't really good.
No, we did. And the week before, we got to be
awesome
by the goddess.
And she got your
highest,
I know.
Live stream views in the history of the live stream.
I really feel like that has more to do with her being attractive than it does
one
with her
four.
Knowledge. I know. I agree. I saw the numbers. Here's the thing. I listened to the show.
I mean, they're phenomenal. We're getting advertisers knocking
tried.
Down our door.
You did. I appreciate it.
Pro Wrestling Tees wants to be a part of the show.
No one contacted
Ring of Honor wants to be a sponsor.
Ring of Honor.
Nope. No one contacted us.
Jordan Grace wants to be on the show with the goddess.
She doesn't. She doesn't know who she is. Here's the thing.
Who doesn't know who
no
is
one,
in that situation?
Both.
I believe we're all elite
both.
Members now. Except
we're not elite. No.
Like everybody that was on the show that week.
Yeah,
we're all been
I got you.
Elite
yeah, I'm in the Bullet Club.
It's not. Well, okay, great.
We
great.
Don't say that
yeah,
anymore.
We don't, yeah.
I'm in the Bullet Club.
We're OG, dude.
Yeah, I'm BCOG.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember I met them?
We'll go hang out with the winners.
Me and Tama Tonga.
Me and the goddess will go hang out with Cody and the Bucks.
Don't take her around them.
Yeah, you can't leave your woman around wrestlers.
No. I've structured this whole life around her not really getting a lot of alone time with people.
So, like, every time, if you see John Cena walking the street, like, oh, he's homeless.
Yeah, look, what happened to John?
Look, homeless. No, you don't even tell her who he is. Oh, like, look at that homeless guy over
good
there.
Good point.
Well, you don't have to do that with Cena, because... She would never know he's there.
Can't see him. Okay, can we talk about some wrestling, boys?
We just talked about John Cena. and the Young Bucks.
I even brought up in New Japan.
Bullet Club. I brought up the Elite.
He doesn't even know.
I know Bullet Club.
You know Tama Tonga?
Yeah, that's Haku's son.
Oh, in your face.
You throw out Tonga, and I'm going to go, that's a relative of Haku.
It's The Rock's cousin.
That's a good point. They're all Rock's cousin. Yeah,
Nia Jax's uncle.
Nah, Tonga, I usually go Haku because of that Tonga grip.
Jesus.
If it would have been like Sammy Samoan, I would have been like, obviously.
Roman Reigns' stepbrother.
No, The Rock.
So I want to do a quick breeze through of 2 weeks ago, we had one of the best Raws and one of the best SmackDowns ever. The Ronda Rousey coming out getting bloodied. Or no, goddammit. Becky Lynch, the man. Coming out and getting bloodied was one of the all-time best segments. That's up there with Milk Truck, Beer Truck, Daniel Bryan, Yes Movement.
It was
great.
It
couldn't have been.
Stop it and everything.
Okay.
That's you're putting it up. What?
With everything.
How high are you willing to go? Top blah.
Three?
Is it a Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I fucking hate you.
I think
you.
It's a Mount Rushmore.
I hate you both.
Top four, folks. That's impressive.
I will. And here's why. So much of what the WWE does great is those promo packages before matches at big events, before Mania, before SummerSlam, those lead-ins. How many great visuals, whatever happens in the future, whoever it is, doesn't have to be against Ronda, but if it is, those visuals of her with her arms spread wide, bloody face, I'm the man, this is my show now, that whole thing is going to be such a big part
of it. Dude, could this be a possibility? Could this have been in the maybe this was
okay,
all
I said
along?
This.
But here's why I'm thinking that way. What you just said, you also have video of Rousey being beaten by a kendo stick by her best friend.
Yeah, there's all this stuff. Here's why. Here's
who was it tweeted? Don't fall for it, folks. It's kayfabe.
Yeah, here's why I said this. I said it's possible that this was all scripted and pulling her out because they realized the heat they had, they could pull it to Mania. Here's why it doesn't work, in my opinion. It still might be. I'm not putting it past them. Here's where it screws up. She's coming back tonight on SmackDown. And that was one of the topics I wanted to talk about later, but that's too quick. And I don't mean that she's physically unable to wrestle, because she probably is. It's a concussion isn't, you know, a month-long thing if you don't have a history.
Face.
Correct. Well, they wear. I mean, there's ways around that, and she can be on the show without wrestling, all that stuff.
Alexa Bliss is doing it.
Correct. My point is, if you kept her out until whenever, as far as Rumble, as far as anything, just to put this out, like, she's really hurt. You could have played it up. You could have been her triumphant return. How much heat is she going to have? There's no time to get bored with her if she isn't on fucking screen. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt, we all loved, and then you don't see him forever, and now people want him again, but you got bored with him every week when he was doing the same thing.
Again, we call back to this. It is the Sheamus theorem, which is if you're gone for more than 2 months, you're going to get a huge pop when you come back,
and
it's a surprise.
Chris Jericho the greatest of all time, and a big part of that is because of his returns.
That's a little different, though. But people generally like Jericho unless he's playing heel through most of what – even when he plays heel half the time, they like him through most of what he does. People cheer for Sheamus that first time because he surprises them, and then the next night on Raw, you look stupid.
I'm gonna go take this string a little further, and you're remembering the last couple years of Jericho against Michaels, he was hated. Against when he was all the time he was in WCW, he was
but
hated.
Was it? But he was playing heel.
Correct. But well, you said half the time when he's playing heel, it was just this last run that he got cheered as a heel, in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair.
It was just this last funny.
Well, but
run.
I mean, in a way, he kind of did even in WCW. I mean,
he got laughed at, not with. It wasn't cheered. He was laughed.
Really,
like, people would laugh.
I mean, well, people were laughing because he's doing stuff like armbar. Arm bar. I mean, that's funny.
Arm drag.
He was considered annoying and too small, and the stupid hair and the way he did, like, all that stuff. People didn't like him.
You're talking about what Hulk Hogan was saying about him, right. Except for Hulk Hogan used a lot more racial slurs.
Against Jericho, which is tough to do. He's just Canadian. It's really hard to get racial against Canadians.
Real quick, my favorite thing from that whole armbar 1004 thing is the first move was arm drag, the second move was arm bar, and then the third one was the moss-covered, three-handled family grandunzel.
There's a T-shirt where you can buy all those on it.
It's the greatest thing ever.
What do you think Hulk Hogan hates more about WrestleMania 6? For, I believe, the first time in the Hulkamania run, he was beaten cleanly in the middle of the ring, or he hated half of Roddy Piper. That half of Roddy Piper, or losing the title cleanly for the first time in the immortal run, which is Hulk. If Hulk could go back and change history, which would he get rid of?
Did Piper lose or win that night?
Oh, I believe he won.
If he won, then he'd take that back then.
Well, I'm saying, but I think he would just get rid of.
No, he'd like to see.
Get rid of that half.
But if Piper would have lost, he would have loved to have seen his half.
Yeah,
lose.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. What we're saying is Hogan's a racist.
But no, he wouldn't have, because that half would have lost by a full.
good point. I totally forgot that.
So I think, and I'm not even talking about the outcome. I'm talking about just that half of his body versus losing your title for the first time cleanly in a historic
I don't know
run as an immortal character.
This is too tough. That's way too
tough.
It's
chicken or the egg, I think.
I'm going to go rip some yellow T-shirts, and I'll get back to you with my
diagnosis. We had the great SmackDown. We had the Daniel Bryan winning the title against AJ Styles. We had Becky Lynch with a great promo look.
Is that going to be the new thing right before Survivor Series every year?
I mean,
whoa!
Jinx, might be coming.
Shut up.
Here's why it might not. We don't know what's going to happen with Survivor Series once it goes to Fox. You're not going to have the chances for those run-ins. You might still have the championship switches. And they might not do that champion versus champion thing forever.
Yeah.
I want them.
It's only been 2 years they've done that.
Can they, for one fucking year, just go back to a whole traditional card?
Why?
Because it's different and it's something unique for once in the year, and not every pay-per-view has to have a
storyline.
Well, you can even do title matches. Okay. Like they used to do once. So I think the first year they started doing that was like, this is my expertise. I believe it was 91.
See, this is what, before the show, we talked about how the show's never had an expert before, and Brad, you're an expert. He goes, no, I'm not. I go, yeah, late 80s, early 90s,
right.
WWE. You're an unbelievable expert.
But it's just facts like this, that 91, because if I'm not mistaken, that was the year Hogan and Taker fought, and then
Taker debuted
Taker
at 90,
beat
right?
him, yeah, and yeah. Taker beat him because Ric Flair hit him with a chair, and then Mr. President, Jack Tunney, President Tony, as I still refer to him.
Sure.
When I see him, salute.
My president.
My president, yeah. he decided to make the decision that we're going to do another fucking pay-per-view Tuesday.
The Tuesday in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know where Survivor Series came from, though?
Like, you know where it originated?
Yeah, like why they did Survivor Series that way in the first place?
No.
They ran like, it was like a house show. They were like, let's get everyone on the card to go against, I believe, Starrcade. Either Starrcade or
some NWA pay-per-view.
Either WCW, NWA, whatever it was around then.
So that's kind of like what they did with the Royal Rumble.
Well, I
elevated a house show event.
Is that what it was?
Because they said like the Royal Rumble was basically, I mean, well, obviously it is just a battle. It's a take on a battle royal.
Well, maybe. Okay,
but they said that used to be the big, because I mean, back in the day, you couldn't just say WWE house show.
Yeah.
It was NIJ478WA.
And then became
more house. Letters than the LGBTQ community.
No, there's another one, LGBTQ.
I know, but I'm not good at it, and I'll end up sounding like I'm trying to make fun of it.
I don't
want to
be a jerk either, but LGBTQ.
Well, I mean, we can say plus. Kind of some stuff because my daughter's a lesbian. So.
Plus.
There was another letter, though. There was another letter I saw. It doesn't matter. We're going to go down a bad path.
But, okay, so real quick. So you want a traditional Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
Where it's the IC champion, the United States champion, the tag champions, and what's the other champion?
The world champion.
Well, I mean, you'd have to get rid of so many fucking belts.
But the other thing, okay, so let's book that, right? So it's them five versus the five rivals.
Yeah.
But the problem is it was always five faces versus five heels.
That's what.
So you have to have the belts on five heels or five faces going into it.
No, because you can also. They've had matches where, like,
since it became
a
not,
heel was a champion and was on a team.
Not since they've done. Not when they were doing the all card, all Survivor Series cards. It was always all faces versus all heels.
Look at my phone. I was gonna say Well, you know, I know it was all faces, all heels, but I'm saying you could have the world champion on one side and the Intercontinental champion could be a heel on the other team.
Okay. You could do that now. But then what are the other matches?
Okay, so...
Well, you have seven. How many people they have?
Just on Raw, they have 65 active wrestlers. Not
how many
do
they have on SmackDown?
But you're
seven?
Putting all your star power into one match if you do
but,
that, too.
Like, okay, so let's...
Maybe not.
Yeah, but let's book it. So...
Because you don't put Roman...
Let's book it.
So you have Daniel Bryan, the Usos...
And Shinsuke. Or not Usos.
Or not the Usos. The Bar.
And Shinsuke.
And but Shinsuke.
No, you don't have to line up champions.
The teams were the champions in the match.
No, not always. I'm telling you, that's why I said I wanted to go back and look. I'm pretty sure.
Earlier.
Like, like in 1990, like the Ultimate Warrior was the champion. The Texas Tornado was the Intercontinental champion. The Legion of Doom were not the tag team champions.
Yeah.
They were just the hottest tag team.
Right, but the tag team champions, I'm pretty sure, were in that match.
Demolition on the other side.
Yeah.
So why couldn't you do that?
I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying you put those five or four people from
SmackDown.
Wouldn't
have Daniel. Oh, because, yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Dude, no, I swear to God, it was a misunderstanding.
No.
I forgot he's a heel, so I'm like, why is Daniel Bryan in the Bar getting
but,
team up?
But these are the people that would be in that match.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan in the Bar.
So you'd have Daniel Bryan, the Bar,
and
Shinsuke
Nakamura.
And
you could go four.
Here's the real question.
Four on four, by the way.
If you're doing the traditional four on four thing and you're doing the all card that way, you probably do then SmackDown versus SmackDown, Raw versus Raw, because you're building storylines.
And you could do SmackDown versus SmackDown, Raw versus Raw. The survivor of each match fights for their brand in a finale match.
But then you have a sole survivor in every single match, and it's...
No.
You can have three people from a team move on to SmackDown.
It can be 7-on-2 like it was in the best Survivor Series
ever.
And
here's the thing, because then
but
you have corruption
where
Stephanie McMahon is telling one team to just lie down so the other five advance. And then they have to come up with, well, now there's an incentive. If you do that, you lose your titles, or you blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. It's
you have
different.
Taken a very simple premise and convoluted it like Bound for Glory.
I feel like I'm born
for
WWE.
Bound for Glory?
I went over this earlier. Okay. I'm not doing
I feel like I was born for WWE creative.
You're not wrong. Here's the thing, too.
I kind of wanted to book that.
I had two problems, and I can't think
I mean,
of it.
We
can do that for sure. We should do that in a second. Okay. We have to have lineups and stuff, though.
Okay.
So here's the thing, though, too, is, damn it, I had two different points about that, how they screwed. Oh, they already screwed up. The only time of the year Raw versus SmackDown competes in one-on-one competition, blah, blah, blah. It's like seven times a year they do. Like, if this really was dream matches that we didn't get to see, it'd be very cool. But we already got to see AJ versus Finn at that one pay-per-view where people had the mumps. We got the Royal Rumble. We have guys switching brands mid-year. So it doesn't really work out that way.
Yeah.
Like, if they had a three-year plan, because I don't know how they're going to switch people when it comes to the Fox deal. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, who's going to be on what network?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you would almost want to be on SmackDown at that point, right?
I think so.
Well, I don't know. Is it going to attract a bigger audience? It's still going to, because they're going to Fridays, right?
Yeah.
That's a tough night. I mean, they've said back in the day, like, that's where they send shows to die, is Friday night. Because people just go, that's a go out night. It's the first night of the weekend.
It worked real bad for that TGIF show program lineup.
He's not wrong, though. What he's saying is that is.
Yeah, but think
here's
about
the way it.
It
doesn't work, though. Here's the way it doesn't work. When you talk about Stephanie saying, oh, you're going to lose your belt if you do this, you're going to do. Shane, after getting swept at SmackDown, does not mention one time the sweep and also tags with Miz that night in a joke segment. I understand that. But they don't even follow it for one fucking week after the pay-per-view.
Well, sorry, because I'll forget.
Okay. That's why I had to say that too, because I was going
to
forget.
To his point, like, he actually has a point. Yeah, TGIF survived. So do you think WWE and their audience are going to tolerate a TGIF-level product when they barely can stomach the... You know, TV PG.
Why do you think they can barely stomach that?
Fox has always been the network. But Fox has always been the network.
Are you
where
watching?
You can do
huh?
Everyone's still watching.
And Fox,
I mean, people will watch it later, but this is supposed to be to grow it.
Yeah.
Right. But Fox has always been the network that has shunted away from everything else that's on network TV.
Not as much lately, though.
But you still have Family Guy. You still have American
and
Dad.
FX is all the shows
and
that.
FX is like
but it's
unedited
FX,
movies.
Right? It's
I know, but they
Fox.
Champion all that stuff.
Yeah, they champion those other networks. They also have the most conservative news network in history.
Yeah.
Fox is bipolar, or fucking, like, what is it?
Right-wing?
Diversified. No. That's what they, that's what they are.
I know, but what's the medical term? Schizophrenic.
Okay.
They're like, we're edgy, we're cool, we're unedited, but we hate minorities.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bipolar is what you're thinking.
Well, no, because they also branch off into the Simpsons.
But the other thing about it is, like, Married with Children was a Fox show. It was
but
the first
was
one.
But that was years
it was
ago. Okay,
decades
years
ago.
Shifting back.
American Dad and Family Guy are still on Fox.
American Dad is not.
It's on Fox on Sundays.
American Dad is no longer on the air. It was canceled.
Okay, but so...
But as of maybe last year.
It's No. It's The Simpsons, which is way toned down compared to what it used to be. Bob's Burgers, which is not offensive from what I gather. Then Family Guy. And Family Guy's a little more toned down as well now. Like, Stewie isn't this crazy baby trying to kill everybody. They still have that part of it, but they always make it to where he grows out of it. I mean, it's toned down. Our society's doing that for some reason. We've been doing that for years. Comedy, believe me, comedy has not had a good fairing in it.
I think WWE has made their choice of who they're going after, and it's not the fans that are going to watch Black Label
Pro. So you
Pro
think they're just going
or,
to...
Or,
well, no, so you think this is
New
just going to be more
or,
of the cemented of... Well, you guys can hate Cena, but he sells T-shirts.
Yeah, I think okay. so. I think so.
Okay. But at the same time, they also seem to, at times, know when to, like, you know, feed the other hand. Because without the other hand...
Why? By showing Drake Maverick pee himself?
No,
and
but
doing
you
bunch,
actually
like,
kind of...
That's my problem. No, that's so, when they want
to
get edgy.
So we always say they need the kids because the kids are the ones that buy merchandise. But at the end of the day, you also need the parents to introduce the kids to wrestling.
Yeah.
If because especially nowadays, it's not like it's on Saturday mornings every morning. You have to find it. So it comes. So now their fans come from our generation, who our kids watch and like. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
I gotcha.
Because we're aware of it. So you do have to kind of appease both. So maybe maybe we're heading towards my idea of how many years where
one
of them
shows,
becomes adult, one of them becomes PG?
Yeah, but then where do you put the New Day? Because they're the most PG and R-rated acts they have right now.
Yep. People can go between both. People can go between both.
Yeah.
You just, I mean.
I don't know if you can when they're paid differently. Here, real quick, though, what you just said, I want to go, the Drake Maverick thing, that's when they decide to get edgy.
Did you see what he, after he put on Charlotte's robe or whatever?
And he put it in the toilet and peed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
that's
how they get edgy.
Well, bathroom
humor. Because Vince has always loved bathroom humor.
When you first said that's when they get edgy, I was going to be like, see, this is what this fucking era has done to you.
No.
Is you think the pee where it's obviously water he's pouring on it, which is why Bobby Reed's okay with it.
My point is this is their attempt at being edgy. And then I'm sure that Elias got reprimanded for saying pissed.
Dude,
Drake Maverick on Twitter said, and now it's covered in my piss, after replied to a WWE tweet.
Ooh, very provocative.
Yeah.
Dude, I tell you what, when I saw them do the thing where they grab him, and I was like, oh, I don't like where this is going to end.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming.
Well, I just felt like once they did that, I was like, I don't think this is a one-off.
Yeah.
This might be. We may end up with a point where someone gets a golden shower in the middle of the ring, God. Back like the slime DX used to use, but it's just pee.
Oh. How long did Vince...
No, he's going to drive a porta potty out
right.
on a go-kart.
Right. How long did Bobby Roode get distracted by that going in the toilet, too? He was like... It was like 2 minutes of a match, him going...
Wait, does Vince like toilet humor?
Yes, it's his favorite thing in the world.
Or does he know his audience?
No, no, no. Because
I bet kids love it, too.
Nope.
No, I know they do.
It sure, doesn't matter. His number one favorite thing in the world is bathroom humor. Ask any... like
but because he knows his
nope,
audience.
Nope,
maybe
it's
that's
because
why.
He laughs at it. When someone poops themselves... backstage, and that's a whole story. Farts, that's his favorite thing in the world. Every single member of the WWE creative
he
for 30
so
years.
So lucky I don't have my props.
No.
I just want to do Vince.
Throw it away.
I just want to do Vince just commenting about farts and poop.
There's no way you don't know this. Like, you've never heard any of the stories of Vince backstage.
I haven't heard the exact stories, but it's not something that's necessarily shocking.
If you type into your Google machine, Vince loves bathroom humor, you'll get... Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got a really good one now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a surprise. Listen to it.
I can't wait.
But wait, what if this is, and actually I brought this up. I can't believe this is coinciding. I brought this up this past weekend in Michigan. I went out with the staff from the comedy club, and there's this group of women that had come to the show and take it. The phone, I posted a photo on the DIY Jokers of them all looking pissed off at me, Tony and the other guy smiling, Lou DeGrant.
Yeah, but why?
So we know we were talking. So what if Vince, because this girl would just... They were telling me this one girl was, they were trying to give her advice or whatever about this guy who had always been a friend, but had always proclaimed his love for her or whatever. Okay. And so one day she thought maybe there was something there. So she asked him, like, why he never kissed her. And he was like, well, I proclaim my love for you, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, oh, no, he's a pussy.
Yeah.
I go, that man doesn't deserve you. I go, you ask me after I've been proclaiming my love to you for years. Why I haven't kissed you? I'm kissing you.
That,
and they're like,
second.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I go, here's the dirt. And they were like, well, he said his mouth was dry. And I go, oh, that's a shitty excuse. That's almost worse. Because it's like, if his next action wasn't going to find the nearest source of hydration to just drench his mouth, even if it's urine.
Yeah.
See, funny. Vince does his shit. Then you do what you can. But here's how. I go, what if he was just afraid because this is like a big situation? Like, what if a child had made a wish into a fortune teller machine, and he's not him.
I love you
anymore. He's a child.
I love you.
He's a child in that body.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if Vince is just random? Or what if it's a what's the movie where they go through the guy's head?
Go through the guy's
inception.
Oh no. Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich. What if it's just random kids that get to be Vince McMahon for a few hours, and it's always between the hours of 8 and 11 Eastern
sure.
on Mondays,
sure. And it's just some child back there being sure. like. Have Braun Strowman put him in the shitter and then pull it around.
You know what? Good point, Brad. You're right. That's definitely
what's exactly what's happening.
So have you not seen the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO?
Did they cover this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
First of all, every documentary that's been any kind of realness to it has mentioned his love for bathroom humor.
This is a real thing. The big situation.
No.
He thought it.
I was like, really? I thought you were just.
The John Malkovich.
You're really fucking with me on this. But then you look
John
serious.
Malkovich,
did they actually mention that Vince McMahon has a child living in his consciousness?
No. Just about him loving farts and loving.
And that kid has AIDS.
No, he doesn't.
No, he has.
I have the HIV. I give all the kids AIDS.
Gotcha. That's a very giving man. You're a very giving man.
It's a keepsake from old Vinnie Mac.
Produce checked out. He checked out of the AIDS talk. No, his bathroom humor is like, it's a thing. Like, it's a legit thing that he loves farts, loves poops, loves all that shit. So, all right. Where were we? We were talking
sheets.
About.
We haven't started.
No, we're on Raw.
No. Hold on. No, I wanted to go back
there
real quick.
We
wanted to talk about NXT TakeOver. Again, I've said it a million times. You guys know that my favorite gimmick match is the War Games. So that was awesome. Did you get a chance to go back and watch War Games by chance?
Yeah.
Totally. I've got.
Not because my network was canceled.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah.
When they said you can't log in.
Dude, Oh, my bad. I didn't give it to you. That's my
fault. No, well, let's be honest. I didn't make an effort.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was knocking on your door. I Ubered up here to get the password. Don't answer your phone, damn it.
So I said it in the moment. I rewatched it since. We're now, what, is it 2.5 weeks since War Games?
Yeah, roughly.
I still think it's my favorite one of all time. And this is my favorite gimmick match of all time. I still think this is my favorite.
So this is your favorite match of all time?
No. I'm sorry. There's plenty of one-on-one matches, tag matches that are straight matches that I like more. But when it comes to gimmick matches, I think it's my favorite.
See, I think one of my favorite, I think maybe my favorite all-time match might end up being a Royal Rumble.
That's what I think you've said that. You said that when we did the greatest segment on it. Mm-hmm. I think it was the one of the Austin ones or one of the Punk ones.
No. The Punk where he starts talking shit after he throws people out. But so for you, you have like the whole, so gimmicks don't make, so you prefer the one-on, like classic one-on-one?
It's hard to say that too. I can't say that across the board, no. Because my list of, if I did a top 10 list, it would be littered with all of them. Yeah. It'd be Cena and Punk. It'd be the tag team match with the Revival and the Revival and American, or the Revival and not American Alpha, Jesus Christ, and DIY.
There'd be the second
TLC. This War Games might be on that list. Tyler Bate versus Dunn. So it'd be all over the map from singles, tags, gimmicks, all of it. I don't know if I'd have a Rumble on there.
There's a Lucha Underground match that you still haven't seen.
No, I'm sorry.
There's a Lucha Underground triple threat match with Johnny Mundo, Ricochet, and King Cuerno.
I don't know why I haven't watched that guy.
It is or Drago.
You know what I'm going to do? I swear to God, I'm going to. You
just
can
watched
binge
his son compete.
You can binge Lucha, right?
Yeah.
We got plenty of time in between before Rumble. We got plenty of time before Wrestle Kingdom. There's no, I mean,
outside of the World Tag.
World Tag League, and then Impact's got a. Impact has a homecoming coming up, but that's not until January either, I don't think.
Bound for Glory 3.
Stop it.
Wow, Impact, what a horrible thing to name a pay-per-view since you're looked at as a high school wrestling organization. Homecoming!
You guys have got to get over this.
Who's going to be the king?
I don't have a problem with
Impact. First of all, it's the home of Jordan Grace now, so
and
it's also
respect.
All ego Ethan Page.
Well, if anyone's so going to turn that ship around, it's those two.
It's those two. I love them. I don't want to get into that yet, but anyway, let's NXT TakeOver. Of course, I dominated in the pro wrestling sheets.
Dominated
over Fresh
by 13
Produce.
Points.
Listen, 13 points is a lot. What are you talking about?
I didn't get a single match right.
Well, I know. I got a bunch right.
By the way, I think Punk Cena, the one we always talk about, is like to me the best match of all time. But I look at my favorite as the match I could watch over and over again.
That's
and
that one for me. But.
See, to me, it's the that Rumble because it's
first
longer.
Of all, it's longer.
Yeah. I always treat it like Desert Island.
Yeah.
I have to only watch that match for the rest of my life.
So you can watch different parts of it each time. And then also, real quick, I always say, I don't even know if it's my favorite, the Punk Cena, but it's the one that if someone's like, I don't really like, why do you like wrestling so much?
Or show them that match.
There's a couple of things I show them. I show them some of the cool entrances from NXT in the last couple of years. I show them the Bobby Roode. I show them a Shinsuke, that kind of stuff. It's fun. I used to show them an old War Games with the Horsemen. Versus
the Finn Balor entrance.
The Finn Balor entrance, a lot of that stuff.
An Ultimate Warrior lecture at a school.
But the number one thing I show them is the Cena versus Punk in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
good.
Number. Like, it's just, why do you like this? Look, that's why.
I mean, before that, the ECW one night.
With
Cena and RVD. Robin,
yeah, you're not wrong. Definitely not
I said that match reminded me of that.
Yeah.
That's where.
Which shows the Cena's greatness.
That's absolutely. You have to have Cena. You have to have Reigns. You have to have that guy. If they don't win all the time.
We support you, big dog.
Rest in peace. They don't.
And then we moved out of your yard.
out
of respect.
They don't. What was I just going to say? What were you just talking about? You have to have those guys. They have to win all the time to make when they finally do lose matter.
Not only that, but just to create that app. You have to have guys like that that are so hated by the... Like, honestly, Adolphus, it's a good thing they hate some of those guys because those matches aren't that classic if you don't have Cena's walk into the... I mean, dude, it's...
Oh, Cena's moveset we've talked about, but no one else has that.
We were just talking about his father, but, like, you know, like, even in the new Creed, like... Creed going into Russia to fight Drago's son. And, you know, like from the original, Rocky going into Russia to fight Drago. He talked about Drago.
Why?
What did I talk about?
No, Drago was Lucha Underground.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I said. I saw a
son. No, I give you blank stares when it comes to Rocky. That is just.
But no, like, but Rocky going into Russia, like,
sure.
They hated him.
Right.
And then just like with a lot of times with Cena and Roman at the end.
Well,
stop the Cold War.
We see that with whoever goes away that gets booed and comes back. They go, oh, no, we did love you. Thank you for, you know. My big thing is the argument, and this is way off topic now, but when people bring up their greatest moments, and I think Cody Rhodes even says it every time, is the Hogan versus Rock match. I can't get behind that. I cannot get behind that.
I get it because, dude, it's really JR's call. He beat Andre the Giant with that move.
Yeah, but I just.
It's one of the best calls.
You're definitely not wrong.
And because it's the crowd went so far towards Hogan by the end of it
that
it was just amazing that The Rock was, I mean, think about The Rock at that point.
It was either the year before or the year after that he got the biggest pop ever when he came back, like, was or a couple Hogan? Years. Hogan? No, Rock, when he was coming back to fight Cena.
Oh, that was like a few years before that. Well, okay. I mean, I think that was like in The Rock's run when he was like.
No. He came back. He was gone for a while and he came back.
Well, that was what, yeah, but he was, that wasn't when he like, yeah, that was his last run, I guess, then before the leave before Cena thing. But that had been, I think, 4 or 5 years that he was gone.
Because
that's when he was Hollywood Rock.
What's the best match of the Attitude Era? Because it's not known for its matches, right? It's known for its for the stuff. It's known for the promos. It's known for the.
I mean, I think the like, the mean? Tables, ladders, chairs, tag team matches. Most people's.
Yeah.
So take that out because I can't have
the.
So argument.
The best one-on-one match.
No, it could be. Any
I mean,
other
the Austin Rock can't. Matches are considered to be pretty. I don't know what you're judging on because my entertainment that like how I judge
Austin,
entertaining
Triple
matches
H.
is different.
Okay.
Austin, anyone. Any main event with Austin is
I got one that doesn't have either of those guys. Anybody you've mentioned so far.
Go ahead.
Mankind versus Undertaker, Hell in a
Cell. Hell in
a
Cell, yeah. I was gonna say Michaels
the
and Mankind, Taker, Hell in a Cell.
Mankind versus yeah. The Rock I Quit match where he took 97.
No, see that's but that's the problem with that match saying it's the best. That was just as hard because it did more damage. I don't know. What?
Do you remember what we figured out earlier?
Yes. Can we not bring it up on the podcast?
Is it me?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I saw the joy in your face.
So we how do we get on that subject?
We were talking about
religion
and
Jesus.
It was an actual conversation. Pontius Pilate.
Yeah. And I said like, so the story of Pontius Pilate, and I didn't know this, but Phil Meehan is like, he's the guy that like, when the Jews were like, we need to kill this guy, says the king of Jews. He was like, man, I don't know. I just, like it's a Lucy thing. And gets
murder.
Out.
I'm not sure, guys. Yeah.
So I was like, he's like, you know, but he actually did believe him. And I go, I don't think he did. And he's like, no, that's what the Bible says. And I go, yeah, but his actions speak louder than words. If he believed that was the Son of God, there's no way he lets him murder him.
Right.
So there was some doubt, enough doubt to let him get murdered. And be like, you know what? If he's the Son of God, he'll be all about forgiveness. All
right, where's the connection here?
So then
here we go.
Then we moved into
okay. Let it breathe.
Yeah,
let it
go. Because we moved into how do we go into it then?
We're talking about
I see.
You had a problem with Jesus being
more than one person.
Person.
Yeah, like he's the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Which one is he? Like, it's too confusing, and that's probably why people don't get as into religion anymore.
But you're a son and a father.
Oh, but
hold
I'm
on. Not a Holy Spirit.
But right, but you're two.
But I mean, people say Jesus is God.
So his problem is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God are separate but the same, right?
Okay.
So here's how I related it to him. First of all, he can suspend.
Stop. Let me guess.
You can guess in
okay,
one second.
Okay.
But he can suspend disbelief enough that Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton teleported across the country in an instant. Bray Wyatt can just by tilting his head back project images onto a canvas. The Undertaker and Kane control all the power
who
in a single
building.
Who do you
think taught
Bray? In a single building, can generate fire and lightning inside a building.
It.
But can't suspend disbelief that Jesus is the Son of God.
So I'm going to say that this turned into the Son of Mrs. Foley.
Yes. The Faces of
dude,
Foley.
That's how he explained it.
I was like, dude, it's the Faces of Foley.
So here's where.
Took me, but I got there.
So here's where I laid each of them. He thought dude, love should be Jesus because Jesus is all about love.
Sure.
And then I believe Cactus Jack was
God.
Was God. And then Mankind was.
The Holy Spirit.
But to me, I feel like dude love represents the Holy Spirit, okay. And Jesus is Mankind, and Cactus Jack is God. We both agree Cactus Jack
is Jesus because he died for our sins. Cactus Jack did all those death matches.
No, Cactus Jack
those...
is God.
I know, but I'm saying you could use him as Jesus.
No, Mick Foley. Wait, didn't I say that? That's what I said, yeah, because I go, Mick Foley is Mankind. He took all those chair shots for our sins.
yeah, he did say that.
Okay, good call. That's tough.
And then what were we doing with the rising? Like, oh, yeah, okay, one, two, three's up.
3 days later.
It's Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon's making that call.
This is not bad.
One, two, three, the match is over, and then we know the champion, and then we're going to blow him. He's out.
Somehow he kicked up after three.
Yeah.
Speaking of death matches,
we
had a pretty pretty interesting week and a half or so of major injuries, major
but Marco Stunt's
destruction.
So, first of all, Marco Stunt's wasn't a death match.
I know that. You're right. Correct.
That was at
Joey's bar room brawl.
I'm just trying to bring it all together. Was it at Joey Ryan's bar wrestling?
I think that's
what I'm saying. That's part of it, man.
Joey Ryan's bar wrestling?
Yeah.
I thought it was Janela's thing.
No, Joey Janela's spring break.
Joey Ryan should be paying for the hospital bills.
Isn't he injured as well?
Yes, there's a way to. You're already pulling something up.
Give him three months worth of penis profits, and he should have those hospital bills.
This is how they're doing it, though. It is on Pro Wrestling Tees during their Black Friday sale, Cyber Month, whatever sale, had a help injured wrestlers section.
It's just a tab now. So you can just go to that tab. It brings up all the injured wrestlers.
The best shirt has Joey Janela in a Speedo and Joey Ryan in a Speedo, one with the arm in the sling, one with the
In hospital beds next to each other.
Broken Joey's, I think.
But or something like that. So it is the Joey Ryan Bar Wrestling Association.
That's a thing. Like, that's where.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, real quick.
Yeah.
That's a dumb place to have wrestling matches.
But it happened. I mean, that's a thing, though.
But it's a. It shouldn't be.
I get you. There was one in town at a brewery.
Okay.
And there's.
So, you've been in bars.
Yeah.
You've been in bars.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar.
Okay.
I owned one for a while.
Okay. Yeah. So, are there a lot of, like, nice rounded edges in bars.
No.
Non-breakable things.
They move the shit, though, dude. And it's not necessarily bars all the time. So
where did Marco Stunt get hurt?
Bar.
Dude, this didn't look like they were bringing in Hollywood bottles that smashed just to replace.
Yeah, they're not bringing in sugar glass, bro. Those are Smirnoff bottles in the background.
The argument that I will continue to make that I know doesn't make sense, but it is the argument. It's just, that's what wrestling has been. There's been death matches. There's been barbed wire matches. There's been bomb matches.
Okay.
There's been thumbtack matches.
Okay.
There's been ladders matches that are pretty dangerous.
Right.
There's been all these things.
But those are also not 5 foot nothing, 110-pound guys taking those bumps.
And the most dangerous match of all, stepmother on a forklift match from WCW.
Does not get more dangerous than that. So let's just go from that as the setting.
I don't know. The Viagra on a pole match was pretty.
Was there really a Viagra on
the
pole?
There absolutely was. Nope.
Thanks.
There's video
Russo.
Footage of that.
I missed a lot of that.
Bad wrestling.
The thing is, though, there's guys, you just know Marco Stunt. But these matches happen all the time everywhere with federations you've never heard of.
But saying that they happen all the time doesn't make it.
That's why I said the argument doesn't hold water.
I don't think you can put him in that category anymore of the unknown guy just doing an unknown shows. Wherever he goes and does stuff now, it seems to kind of have a little bit of a following.
We saw him with 80 people in a gym. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but look at how many people know who he is online and followed everything.
I got you, but I mean, all these guys that you know from All In are all
and,
these things.
And
aren't...
I'm sorry, we can say we don't know how dumb he was or whatever. We're talking about him, and he became a much bigger.
I'm not saying he's dumb. I'm saying wrestling in a bar.
You aren't, but a lot of people are.
Okay,
one guy in particular.
Well, Cornette doesn't even have a problem with them.
Really?
Cornette has a
problem. Well, they're Democrats.
Cornette has a problem with
Republicans.
Bar wrestling.
Yeah.
Death matches.
Republicans.
And Republicans.
And the fact that Marco Stunt was in that match, in that position to begin with.
And Republicans.
Okay. Actually trying to make a point.
Sorry, you're off camera. No one, you don't.
But, apparently I don't get to make actual points. But
you're supposed to make the points within the joke.
But you're yelling in my ears. I'm the only one wearing headphones.
Why are you wearing headphones? Yeah, we're all right
here. We can hear it.
Because I have to make sure that he's talking to his mic and you're not blowing out everyone's ears.
He's got good arguments for all his points.
Nah, to be fair, you work with me enough, you know to turn this shit down.
But what the fuck was I saying?
That is a problem with bar wrestling as a problem with...
With Marco Stunt being in that position to begin with,
someone
at some point in that match should have said, don't take that Canadian destroyer from a running person from 5 feet above the ground onto a piece of plywood supported by a metal object or stairs or whatever.
But I bet you some people said, hey, Mick, don't jump off that cage. Get thrown off that cage.
I'm absolutely sure they did.
It's iconic. So...
Okay, so do you think this is one of the all-time greatest bar wrestling moments?
No, but
history?
Joey Janela got a lot of his shine from taking that bump off the roof onto a pickup truck filled with glass tubes.
Yeah, that's retarded.
It
got him dove off a roof onto a mattress.
Wait, who's that?
Mankind.
Oh yeah,
but
God, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. But no.
It sounds like I'm arguing for these things, and I'm not. I understand that my point doesn't really hold a lot of water, but it is what wrestlers do. It's what wrestlers have always done. It's what guys used to go to Japan and do these matches and come back and have a name and be able to get a con. I mean, it's just, we're lucky that these guys are even a little bit involved in insurance. When the territory days, it was like, here's $50 and a bus token. Thanks for almost dying.
Well,
you know,
to be
what
fair,
I mean?
Like, this isn't a great insurance plan when your copay is sell 18 t-shirts.
I know that. I'm not saying you're wrong, and I'm not saying that they should be doing these matches. I'm just saying they always have. Let's not single that out like it was the only time something like
okay,
this happened.
I'm not, because there's two other examples from this past weekend.
I know.
So it's not the only time.
I know.
A guy almost died because he got a cinder block, a legit cinder block, legitimately thrown at him.
I do not think we can compare that to what was going on in the rest of
these
things.
I agree,
things.
But
that
the cinder
guy...
block was still in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was part of the match at some point. And David Arquette freaked the fuck out because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing and almost died.
I know he did almost die. Hey, he was at Survivor Series, though.
Okay.
He was.
Okay.
No, he was fine.
But here's a point about Marco Stunt. We've seen him talk.
Yeah.
He can talk.
I know.
He can take bumps.
No one's paying him to do that right now, man.
Make him a manager.
No one is.
But he can... If he can get booked as the guy who was one time on
All In,
he can find bookings for that.
Not for as much money. The talent definitely makes more money.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about guys who are making 30 grand a year, maybe.
Okay, but now he's got a broken leg and he's making $0.
But now he can manage.
Who's going to book him? The same thing.
But you're saying it would be so easy for him to be booked as a manager.
You can't take a bump with a broken-ass leg.
He doesn't have to take bumps as a manager. He can just be the talker. You're right. You're not wrong. How about this, though? In a normal little brawl in a WWE ring with every protection taken, Becky gets a broken face and a concussion.
I mean, she got legit punched in the
face. That's what I'm saying. That's my point, though. That happened in WWE with everyone watching everything and all the most sterile...
Yeah, but to be fair, they're like... Is the difference between a punch accidentally or whatever connecting and
doing
that's
a Canadian
more of a freak
Schneider.
Accident and then getting thrown through a table?
I think you understand that I'm not arguing against what you're saying. I'm just saying, unfortunately, there's a lot with the wrestling industry that's seemingly not going to change. And these guys who aren't in the WWE or aren't in Ring of Honor or New Japan, they got to do some of this shit. That's how they make their paychecks.
There's a promotion in Indiana, I'm not going to mention it, that is... Known for death matches and just hot garbage, like mutilation type bullshit.
Why have we not done a live show?
I won't support it either. And wrestlers don't, like, a lot of wrestlers are like, don't work it, support it. It's brutal.
I mean, it runs like.
Then
every
why are
other
we not
week.
There in tuxedos with a table next to the ring as if we are the announced team?
And booing it?
Yes.
So this is not wrestling. This is not real. Because we'd have to give them money to do that.
Yeah, because we'd have to give them money. They're not
cowboy hat, medicine. Neck tattoos, and a suit, Burger King looking crown, and a singlet.
Did anyone have?
We got a team.
What was the best point? Was it one of the free? What was it? Michael Hayes is the only announcer that had a really sweet mullet. Did Bischoff have a mullet?
I don't think so.
Some of those 80s comics, I think they brought in there at the beginning of Raw. Probably.
I forget about that too.
But yeah, I won't support that promotion, but it's the same thing. But just because that happens doesn't mean that it should happen.
And that's the argument I won't argue that. You're right. It shouldn't happen. My only argument is that it does. I'm saying we're not paying Marco $50,000 a year to take safe bumps. He's got to make his money somehow. That's how he chose to make his money.
Right. But as...
Who should have stopped it
whoever booked the show.
Okay,
so Joey Ryan, say.
Yeah, Joey Ryan should have said, don't take that stupid bump.
So do you think...
How do you know he didn't?
Because Marco Stunt still did it.
You're saying that someone probably told Mick not to take that bump off the cage, and he still
unless
did it.
Unless it was Vince telling him not to do it, and then never booked Mick again.
Yeah.
Because I bet... I bet everyone that was booking that match was like, Mick, this is a dumb thing. And then Vince was like, yeah, you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah,
Shut the fuck up.
That was a really shitty impression.
Good thing I'm not the impressionist on the show.
There was some nastiness this week, and it's a real bummer. Do you know about the All-In curse? So Cody's got a little injury. Phoenix has a little injury.
It's like the Madden curse.
It is like the Madden curse.
Oh, it's surprising.
Marco.
That these.
Joey.
Yeah, you know who else is injured right now? Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's wrestling.
It's just fun. It's just fun to bring up.
It's the same thing with the 2K covers.
Yeah.
The WWE 2K covers, they all got injured too.
No. Wait. No, they haven't. Brock? No, diverticulitis. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, The Rock didn't get injured.
Has The Rock ever been hurt?
Oh, wait. No, he did. He tore an abdomen.
When he was wrestling?
Cena.
I didn't know that.
Once in a Lifetime, yeah. Volume 2.
I did not know that.
Speaking of once in a lifetime. Saturday, Goodrich, Michigan.
Coming for you,
Turkey. Do you think Marco's stunt... Like, okay, you
so
say
you have a problem
just,
with Marco or not? Who do you have?
I don't have a problem with Marco. I have a problem with the match.
Okay.
Do I think Marco's stunt what?
What?
You know, if we're getting yelled at for cutting people's points off, I've tried to make this point 5 times very politely.
Welcome to our world, Brad. The first 30
that's
minutes.
That's fun. That's why I live in the other one. There are cutters and there are cutties, damn it. I've been a cutter my whole life. Wait, that doesn't sound right
that
at all.
That sounds terrible.
I'm fine. No one needs to worry about those are heroin
marks. Long sleeves
marks.
Every time. Long sleeves.
That's just because my arms are lanky.
Do I think Marco?
So Marco's stunt. Do you think?
And then the other.
Nah, that's pretty good. Do you think he should just become a manager?
Yes.
But let me ask you this: for him, what's like? He can become a manager, but is he?
Is that his dream? More, first of all, is that his?
What no, 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 not even
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Brass tacks. What's more? What's in more money? Him getting booked to do crazy stunts or him getting booked as a manager?
Longevity wise?
No.
He's not thinking longevity, dude. He's thinking about money right now. Okay. That's how people think.
Okay, but.
They're not smart like you.
Two things.
Why do comedy?
Yeah.
Two things. One, I don't care if it's his dream or not.
Yeah.
My dream was to play in the National Baseball League.
And you still might have.
You know what I mean. The Major League Baseball.
It still might happen.
No, it definitely won't.
We're working on getting you a tryout.
Yeah, you didn't get drafted this year. It doesn't mean it's never going to happen.
No, I blew out my shoulder in college. I can no longer.
That, you know,
and you were being irresponsible.
Have you not
fighting
seen
in bars, right?
Rookie of the Year?
Oh, my God. Stop.
Chet blew out his arm.
Yeah, and he was fine.
You want to have a serious conversation or not? God damn.
I thought we were talking about Gary Busey. How's that not serious?
There's nothing more serious than Gary Busey.
Go ahead.
Good luck with the rest of the show.
Go ahead.
But it doesn't matter if it's his dream or not. Like, I get reach for the stars, whatever. But if your dream is to play in the NFL and you're 4'11", 100 pounds, you shouldn't be in the NFL.
No, but the difference is you couldn't be in the NFL.
You can be in WWE.
And if you're
they have
five,
a whole division.
But Muggsy Bogues was like 5'3" and played in the NBA amongst in an era of giants.
Okay. And he was one of
Spud Webb.
One of, what, three
J.J.
people?
Berea.
One of three people that ever did that.
Mike Bibby.
No. Bibby was small. He was 6'3".
You don't know that.
He was
for
not 6'3".
Sure.
He's 6 foot, baby.
I don't have my phone hooked up.
Well, good. Let me take that moment to switch transition here. And this, I want to talk a little bit about Impact because I do want to start following a little more with Jordynne Grace debuting. Tessa Blanchard is part
Shelvin
of the
Mack.
Product.
6'2".
Shelvin Mack, very small.
6'2".
Shelvin Mack is
so
not
you were
6'2".
Way off.
Yeah, because six foot.
Martin Cleaves.
Hitting trays from the field.
And he
like
was a short, fat guy. Martin Cleaves looked like the uncle who fixes cars in a, like, movie.
Cody's left. He left. So, can we talk about Impact? Are you guys back?
Cody's, come back!
We need you. Okay, Impact. Jordynne Grace debuts. We got Jordynne Grace. We got Ego Page in there. Tessa Blanchard's part of that program. They still
great
have
episode.
They still have Sue Young, who's a great act. Johnny Impact, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Mosley. No, not Johnny Mosley. What was his other name? John Morrison. It's a good product now. And I don't know why you're picking on Bound for Glory. It was a great pay-per-view. Bound for Glory was great. And then Slammiversary was good.
Okay, but the original Bound for Glory rules from like
4 years ago. I thought
ago?
You were talking about this one.
No, when they did the...
Listen, I'm putting a hard stop on everything that happened before this year's Bound for Glory and what we have now. It's a different product, I can promise you. I've watched enough of it. Not all of it, but I've watched enough of it to tell you it's a different product. And they do have you guys ever heard of Ultimate X? I'm sure you've heard of Ultimate X. Have you ever seen an Ultimate X match?
It's a red structure with like
cables going across the top.
It's like a ladder match?
Without a ladder. So Ultimate X.
I was thinking of that ridiculous game they used to have.
Oh, I know. Well, no, they still do that. The Feast or Fired?
No.
Oh,
my God. I think it's Bound for Glory. He's right. It is stupid.
Oh, okay.
Where there's points?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing they did in history.
Oh, I don't know about
it. It was awful.
Well, can we – listen, I'm trying to give this new product
you
a little
get,
shine.
You can get points for how you win?
That's, I mean, they do in real wrestling. Whoa. Whoa.
In real wrestling, they also don't have a guy distracted with a chair.
What did we just do? We just said the word real wrestling.
Oh, you meant
Greco-Roman.
WWE, I thought.
That's right.
Okay, so points are earned in a variety of ways and can be won in a variety of
matches.
Oh,
welcome back, Fresh.
10 points for a submission victory, 7 for a pinfall, 5 for a countout, 3 for a DQ, 2 for a draw, and minus 10 for a DQ loss.
I think pin should be over submission. I think it is much harder to hold someone down for 3 seconds than it is to make them tap out if you're pulling on a limb.
I asked Mick Foley that. He would never say, I quit.
Special matches can also be made where the winner of the match can be awarded 25 points.
Listen, I agreed. It's all dumb. Can we just talk about the Ultimate X coming back?
I mean, I'm down with it.
Okay.
Can we get Chris Sabin back?
I was just going to go over. Sabin was in 17 Ultimate X matches.
Only if he brings his goggles.
Chris Sabin and Christopher Daniels.
Christopher Daniels were in 8. He won 5 of them.
Suicide.
Shelly was in 7, won 4.
Suicida.
What was Suicida? What was that? I saw that on there. I don't know what that is.
Who, Suicide?
He was Suicide
Suicida?
1. And Kaz was Suicide 2 and 6.
Christopher Daniels was Suicide 1, I believe.
Oh, there was characters they played. Oh,
was,
sorry. Oh,
it was
okay,
a mass
okay.
character.
Okay.
Really wish you guys would say Suicida.
His name was Suicide.
Who won't stop? Or Michael Cole will say Suicide, right?
Yeah.
He won't say Suicida.
I still say Suicida Squad.
And Kaz, right here. As the American Rebel cigar box that showed up at my door this week.
Yeah.
Hey, want one of those guys? Take a whiff of that guy. That is fine.
Are you giving me this?
That is fine. Sure, buddy. Have a cigar.
I'm going to roll some weed up in
our,
this motherfucker.
Our buddy Aaron on the bottom is the cigar guy of
yeah.
this crew.
I want. You know what? We'll be able to tell how much Cody likes weed if I can find, if he made sure for them to include a proper place to slice.
I've tried. I'm also not good at it, and I destroyed one. So.
Well, but I... Oh, my friend, we might have a scene.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, Ultimate X is going to return. It's going to be. It's only been gone for a year and a half. It's not like it's been gone forever.
Right.
But Brian Cage is the current X Division champ, which he's a 7-foot monster. You know Brian Cage with the muscles on muscles?
I know
on muscles.
Cage.
He was an all-in. He was
he's a machine.
He's the machine, Brian Cage.
I'm a machine.
Tell us theme
stuff. So he exercised option C, so he's going to have a title match against Johnny Impact at Homecoming in Nashville. I think it's called the Impact Asylum. It's where they used to do a lot of their matches.
It's like the Uso Penitentiary.
No, it's a real place. There ain't no real Uso. But
I was locked up in the Uso Penitentiary once.
Here's a side bet, guys. What are the odds that we get it?
I bet.
We haven't had an Uso Penitentiary match yet, right?
I want one.
Are we going to get one? Are we going to get an Uso Penitentiary match?
We had one. It was the New Day.
That was Hell in a Cell.
I think they called it the Uso Penitentiary.
They can't. I'm sure they called it that. I'm sure the Usos called it that. But they've called every match they've been in for a year and a half the Uso Penitentiary.
They're always getting locked up, those boys.
What do we think of Survivor Series overall? I don't think we ever got into that. I think it was a good show. I think we got Charlotte going nuts. I liked the Brian Brock match a lot.
Charlotte looked like she had nuts.
Remember when I guaranteed that I'd get one thing right by going 3 for 3?
Yeah.
3 and 3. And yeah. It was a fucking blowout.
Six. I was closer with my 5-2.
Correct. Correct. That was a real bummer.
So SmackDown following Survivor Series.
It was a joke, I thought.
Right. But the best thing ever was Xavier Woods wearing
the
6-1
yeah.
on his shirt.
Yeah, that was a hell of a troll job. I enjoyed that. Xavier Woods parading around with 6-1. Because they weren't giving him credit for the pre-show match.
Mm.
You're still in the penitentiary. I should not have given him a prop. That was my fault.
It's Xavier Woods. I like Xavier Woods, but I'm more a fan of his tag team work.
With Brad Maddox.
Well, you should have said the New Day, and then I would have said nah.
I have a hard time that
he's murdering the punchline before I even get a chance to get it out. And it fails. It's like Harper's Comedy Club all over again.
I've been locked up in the penitentiary too long.
The Uso Penitentiary
for murder.
You probably got raped
for murder.
See Katie Vick in there.
God damn it! Where was I? Had a good point. I was
Chris Benoit.
Survivor Series was good.
I'm an old timer.
Bound for Glory.
Just the stupid. The fact that Shane McMahon the day after is having a funny Miz TV segment. I'm okay to suspending disbelief or whatever. I have no problem with it, but you can't keep doing this where you tell us how important these matches are. Someone's getting fired if they don't win the World Cup. Someone's getting fired if they don't win 6-0, blah, 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 at the or if you don't win Survivor Series. And then they get swept. And he doesn't even fucking mention it. It's so weird.
Stephanie was all about winning it. Shane has the World Cup trophy. He doesn't need anything.
Fired? Hell, back in the territory days, you get murdered for not winning.
Who are we now?
I told you I'm an old-timer.
Are you an old prospector?
This is Hulk Hogan's America.
Do you have a name?
Old-timer. That's all you need to know. Don't worry about my name. That's how you get in trouble. That's how you get murdered.
On the...
Are you saying mudded?
Yeah, and raped in the Uso Penitentiary.
Dragged through the mud? Is that what's going on? We did have in New Japan...
You can say dragged in 2018.
Oh, good point. New Japan does have their World Tag League going on, just like the G1. The winner of the World Tag League does get to challenge whoever they want at Wrestle Kingdom 13. Why do I keep saying 13? I don't think it's 13.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wrestle Kingdom, which obviously they'll challenge for the World Tag. Unless the tag champs win, which is currently Gorillas of Destiny, down here. Do a little boom, boom. Gorillas of Destiny, that's Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, members of the Bullet Club, Bullet Club for life. So let's go down the standings real quick because it's a huge field. I didn't realize how big the field was.
Are the Golden Lovers in it?
They are not.
Then I don't care.
Then you don't care. Then I'll go quickly because the guys that I love, Evil and Sonata, are at the top of the standings. That's L.I.J., Los Ingobernables de Jericho. Japón.
De Jericho?
What's all that gibberish you're talking over there?
Don't worry about that.
That's never going to fly in the Carolinas, kid.
No, don't worry about that. That was you'd probably be more into the Killer Elite Squad.
You have batteries flying at your head, but no time.
Davey Boy Smith's son, Killer Elite Squad. You'd probably be more fans of them. Three American names. Killer Elite Squad.
The Frog Bulldog.
What?
The Tadpole.
The Frog Bulldog.
That's what we call them pansies over there in Europe.
Gotcha.
Back in the territory days.
Gotcha. There is a comedy act in the top, tied for first.
Do you think France?
It's all over there.
His character would think it's all the same. That is actually continuity. They all would be.
Whose character?
No, we just don't acknowledge it's a character.
It's just him. Oh, yeah. Right. It's just a guy.
I'm just an old timer, son.
Old timer.
World
Every time
is.
My hat comes, it's like a switch. When my hat comes down.
This is the greatest thing
When a hat comes down, I become an old-timer. A little more racist, a little more sexist, you know?
I've got a video I've got to send you.
How many Miss Elizabeths they got out there now?
Hey, Brad.
What's going on in New Japan?
World Tag League is going on right now.
Ooh, that light is bright.
Oh, no.
But this character is dark.
No, he's not.
No, he's
the furthest thing from dark.
By the way, this character was giving you guys the most space to talk about your indie wrestling.
We tried.
You should probably take advantage of it.
I can't. I don't believe you can call New Japan indie wrestling.
Yeah, right. But not WWE.
Right.
That's where he would.
Oh, okay.
So World Tag League's going
on. WWF. Fuck them pandas.
Here's everyone with a chance. Juice and Finley, the C-Block champs. You know what the C-Block is?
It's the third G1. Story of the Uso Penitentiary.
During the can we just are you?
Go cool? ahead, okay, yeah. Cool. I just make the jokes in between.
Perfect. So the G1, they always have the off nights. The guys that aren't wrestling are the A block and the B block.
Right.
The B block guys will wrestle in tag matches. The guys who win the most tag matches, they call the C block champs. It's not a real thing. So Finley and Juice consider themselves the C block champs.
Oh, okay.
So they got this little trophy that couldn't have been more than 3 inches tall. Like the
and
most.
They carry it around.
And carry it around like it's the biggest thing in the world. So they're really excited for World Tag League.
That's awesome.
They're up there with 6 points.
I like a couple fruitcakes.
Zach Sabre's up there with 6 points with his partner who's awful.
Tagging their own team.
Here's a continuity error that you don't find very often in New Japan.
Here we go.
I'm sorry.
No.
Paige and Yuji Ora Takahashi are fighting together. The Crown Jewel. Who's the Crown Jewel? What is his fucking name? The Bullet Club guy, the Crown Jewel, the fat guy. He's a member of Bullet Club, and no one knew why.
I told Vince, don't listen to him about Crown Jewel. Take the Saudis' money.
Chase Owens
and him are over in Japan, kind of becoming the Bullet Club. That's what everyone thought. So now Paige is it's very convoluted. But there were 6 points. Best friends.
Yep.
That's Beretta and Chucky Taylor. I like them. That's the big hug moment from All In. The hug and the camera pulls. That was great. And then G.O.D.
Is this the gay tag team division we're talking about today?
And then Killer Elite Squad, Ishii and Yano, and Evil and Sonata all with 8 points. So, tight at top, like they always do with the blocks, but you kind of figure out who's going to have a chance, who's not going to have a chance. That's why I only listed those. There's like 20 teams in this thing.
Yeah.
It's huge. But that's the cool thing that New Japan does. There's always something running across the
yeah, in New Japan, there's always up to something there.
Yeah, exactly. But we just got out of the junior tag championship tournament. We had the G1 before
just
that.
Just ask Kawhi and Crush.
And then we get into the Wrestle Kingdom season.
I was wondering how he's going to work Pearl Harbor in the New Japan segment.
Oh my goodness. So my best guess
would be
big
Kahuna that day.
My best guess would be Evil and Sonata end up fighting G.O.D. at Wrestle Kingdom because that's a big match. But we've seen it plenty. I think it'd be really cool if Killer Elite Squad, even though it'd be heel versus heel, so I guess that doesn't work either.
But they do that in New Japan.
They do.
They care about putting on the best show, yeah. Not about telling the best
then
story.
Evil and Sonata versus G.O.D. is probably the match we're going to end up seeing.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. It's not going to be Ishii and Yano. It could be the Best Friends. It could be Killer Elite Squad. But it's probably going to be Evil and Sonata. And I don't think you have G.O.D. Because what happens if you're the champs and you win, you get to pick your opponent.
Right.
So.
And then, no, they win and then pick the Golden Lovers. Boom, that's how I get my match.
No. Yes, except they can't because Kenny's fighting Tanahashi as the main event.
No. We just postponed that again.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not bigger than the Tokyo.
I don't know where
Ibushi fits. What's the name of that team?
The Golden Lovers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What else they got? The Queer Beckers?
Yeah.
The I Don't Want Bushwhackers?
Oh, I get it. You got one more?
Rule of threes.
Got me with the threes.
The Demolition of a Man's Ass?
That's not bad. It's a stretch, but it's not bad. I'll come back to you. Think of that third one.
It's a stretch.
It's a stretch. An asshole.
The Elton John Rockers.
John Rocker. I don't like it. Are you going for John Rocker, the Braves pitcher?
No.
I was going with the fruity Elton John Rockers.
I get it, but that's how you get to John Rockers.
No, he was
don't know who that is. It's after my time.
He was just going for Elton John.
I'm dead by then.
John Rocker didn't exist.
But I lived old for a wrestler. I died at 32.
Where'd your headphones go?
I threw them away.
I'm gotcha. 24 right now.
Everyone's ears are getting blown out.
So we're not quit.
It's
we're not
be the worst podcast to edit.
The oldest living wrestler at this moment.
I keep saying that this stuff is not till January, but we are. I mean, we're fastly approaching.
We're a month-ish away.
Correct. So Wrestle Kingdom is. I mean, that's what we're going to start talking about in the next couple weeks because that's before Rumble. And Wrestle Kingdom last year was awesome. Awesome. Yeah. That's when you had Jericho versus Omega. You had Naito versus Okada. Which was awesome. I think you had the Bucks versus Evil and Sonata, I believe. It was a hell of a card. It was awesome. So we'll get into that coming up. Do we want to talk about how Curt Hawkins is going to main event WrestleMania this year?
That's not going to happen.
Why? It's definitely going to happen.
When you said you could do it in under 40 minutes, I didn't know you meant 18, but here we go, son. Let's go on a ride.
Is 18? Oh, I can do it in 30 seconds if I have to. As you see behind me, if you saw our preview video.
Hold on. Let me do an ad.
Oh, hit it.
Here we do. Hey, you ever been with a broad? You know, you're getting the beer and you're having a smoke and you're kind of smacking her around. And then you need another beer because you're thirsty from all the smacking of the broad.
Nope.
Even in character, I can't.
So you go up to the bar and you get a beer. But then they got this, you know, this fairy bartender back there who don't know how to pour beer. It's taking him too long. Mm-hmm. His arms ain't strong enough to hold it because he's a queer.
Everyone can see my pink shirt. I support.
And then the queer finally gives you the beer.
Boston.
And you head back to the table. And this broad's, you know, out there just getting plowed in the parking lot by this other guy because he got the beer quicker. You know why? Because that guy went to the bar with bottoms up. When you think about it, he snuck in a beer illegally to another establishment, but he had all the time in the world to do it because that's how quick it is. I mean, bottoms up, you know, draft beer, smack abroad.
I don't think that's their tagline. It could be. Hey, I'll just throw a quick thing in for American Rebel Cigars. I actually have had these cigars. They are fantastic.
And now an ad for Don't Tell Comedy.
Oh, good point. Go ahead and do that one, too.
Woo, what happened?
Oh my God.
Thank God I stopped that crazy old man from ruining your sister's business.
Don't Tell Comedy.
I thought you were going to stop him, but.
Oh, yeah, good point. Hey.
You were ready to just let him go?
Hey, cut it out. I am, yes, I will be. There will be some Don't Tell Comedy shows. We had a very successful Don't Tell Comedy show.
I inadvertently brought something up
a week and a half ago, and it was fantastic.
Family business because it's your sister started it, but very cool.
Brad did debut a new 15 minutes, which I thought was really good.
That was a new 9.
Sure. I got you. New 9.
Rearranged 15.
Tony had probably the best that I've ever seen him do. I thought that was very, boom, 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 boom. It's the same set I've seen, but it's getting more polished every time I see it. It was killer. And Anna and Sean crushed. It was a hell of a don't tell show.
I was.
If you Anna are interested.
In Kaha Fitness.
The Kaha Fitness. Well, shout out Kaha Fitness because we can do these shows anywhere. If you are interested in booking a very unique comedy show with not anywhere. Is that what you're saying? Oh, money, money, money.
This show's about to blow up. The sponsorship carousel for free ends here.
Oh, I got you.
Anybody that wants to jump on the train has got to buy a ticket to ride. Oh, I said carousel earlier. I said it perfect. Anybody wants to jump on the carousel has got to buy a ticket to ride.
Am I missing something?
That's for the audio version when he edits out the first part where I fucked up.
Okay. You said don't tell comedy, so I thought I should go into
they're
don't
all,
tell
no, 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 you're no. 100%. It's when you brought up Kaha Fitness. I just gave him a look like, don't you have that logo?
Oh,
that
God.
So
no.
We get a check.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
We love you, Kaha Fitness.
But you ain't paid.
We already got 8 sponsors right now that we're charging very little for.
Plus, I just threw in American Rebel, which I paid for.
Oh, so shit. Our sponsors cost us money. I don't think we understand how this works.
I think it's.
I'm going to have to like explain this to you guys after the show.
Thank you, because I'm not a business
fuck,
guy.
I bet Gold Peak's not even a sponsor either.
We're more of idea guys. Are the Bears
a
sponsor?
Bears.
Are the Chicago Bears a sponsor?
Nope.
He obviously are. American
what about the
Airlines
best friends?
No new friends are definitely
no new friends?
Part of the show.
Okay,
friends
perfect.
Of the show, but I don't think
they're not. They are not friends of the show
I don't think they
because they don't have room.
They don't
for
have any
any
time
friends.
For new friends.
Aww. But yeah. So now, what's the exciting news about Don't Tell?
First, don'ttellcomedy.com. If you want to book a show, if you want to have a unique show in a unique space, and you have an idea, hit us up.
And he's gonna share it on his brand new Instagram account at Fireball Air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally.
Oh, because you know what Instagram would be perfect for? Like if you were, you know, perhaps maybe. The man entrusted to be the face of Don't Tell Comedy in Indianapolis who's booking comedy shows, you might want a place to put those photographs.
I'm more the arms. I'm more the arms and back of Don't Tell Comedy in Indianapolis.
So
they did not want to put my face. I am actually on the web. That's not true. I am on the website from when I went to L.A.
When you're doing some heavy lifting for Don't Tell Comedy, you can go ahead and just throw some stuff right there on that Instagram page.
Okay.
At Fireball
I will.
Eric.
That's fine. Do you guys know my password so you can use it anytime? Is that?
I told you, man. I'm maxed.
You're maxed. You love social media.
I got this ginger basketball player. I got these 3 podcasts. And
well, they all have 10,000 followers, right?
Have what?
10,000-ish followers?
Roughly.
Because you're telling me how successful you're telling me how successful social media is. I have to do it.
I didn't say for me.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm bad at everything.
No, that's the problem. This is my point of why I didn't want to get an Instagram page. You are very good at it, and you don't have that many followers. And you are very good
I'm
at it.
I'm 700.
Okay, right.
Like, well, at one
you see
point
my
I was
point,
at 704.
Though? Do you see my point? At you do it. You do it well.
But dude, 600 is something that's good for where I'm at.
I feel like I got 800 on Twitter.
Yeah, but okay, but let's look at people who are actually more
engaged in your
okay,
post.
So
no.
So this is the speech I give every new comedian in Indianapolis when they say the same thing. It's not about who you have following now. It's for about when you, because you're in a business now. I know you're not aware of this, but this is a business
700
here.
Followers.
This is a business here.
$700.
Lottery tickets.
Right.
Entertainment is always a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And you never know when that thing is going to cash in, and you're going to get a lot of eyeballs looking at you, and you want to be able to retain those people.
Okay.
If you don't have an Instagram account, you're losing a certain section of people. If you don't have a Facebook page, you're losing a certain section of people. Even if you have a Facebook profile but not a Facebook page, you can only cap out at 5,000. What happens if 10,000 people decide they want to check you out? Half of those people cannot access you and
they
follow
don't
along.
Want to.
Same, huh?
But they don't want to.
But
who?
10,000 people.
But they could.
But they could.
Well, they could.
You're going to make me do it. So do you remember that treacherous, traitorous, Judas son of a bitch that started the show with me?
Nope.
Thank you. Well, this guy ended up doing okay on social media.
Yeah.
And overnight added like 15,000 Facebook likes.
Right, but he had some talent and skill, unlike me.
I think...
Speaking of highly, someone you don't know who they are.
Well, you say he has 1 million views, so.
He didn't mention any views.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's no one mentioned. Who's mentioned views?
Can we talk about how bad Dean Ambrose is at being a heel?
Well, can we actually first talk about what the hell we got going on behind
no,
us?
No, the whole point of that was I've been trying to delay as long as possible so I can spend less time on it. Real quick.
Fresh, are you ready?
Real quick, just Dean Ambrose, real quick.
You got 10 minutes.
I just want to say how good he was when he was brooding and not saying anything and coming back looking all jacked and a haircut. And now as soon as he opens his mouth, it's the dumbest shit ever. He's so bad at being a heel.
Why is he getting shots?
Because it's the
how
most.
How do you get men? How do you get men?
Because it's the most heinous heinous promo of all time. It's the most disturbing video we've ever shown on Raw. Did you hear them? Like, it was just shocked.
No, I didn't watch Raw.
Oh, they just kept saying how disturbing it was.
I swear, I thought I missed the video.
Right. They said how disturbing it was, how heinous it was.
He got, like, a tetanus shot?
Yeah.
And he got a rabies shot and a shot in the ass.
Because he doesn't like your town.
Which, by the way, wasn't the shot in the ass steroids?
Right. But he's just doing the most.
Was that just a way for him? Does he need to get his steroids at a certain time?
He's already doing the cancer. Roman's got cancer, and it's his fault thing.
I want to talk about that. What was your thoughts?
Let me real quick. I will go back to it. But he's doing the cancer stuff. He's already betrayed the Shield, which everyone hates him. He doesn't have to do the petty "your town's terrible, I don't like your town" stuff. You know what I mean? Like
when it's Milwaukee. It's like, we know.
Yeah, right.
Like, he doesn't have to do basic ass heel stuff.
He's already got way better than basic ass heels. He should not be cutting promos at all.
Well, nah, but man, maybe it's just the little things.
He should just be doing.
Maybe he's one of those dudes that's the little things.
You want me to say if I like the same thing with Nia and the face breaker?
What do you think of the? No. I think this is a whole other level.
Nia is
someone an injury that's going to go away.
I think last week's Raw was wrong on a million levels, and the cancer thing wasn't even top two, probably.
See, okay, the burn it down thing, I'll be honest, I did not notice as I watched.
You know what?
I'll
have to be fair. I didn't either, but that's not the point. You were in that town.
So here, no, did we talk about this? Yeah. So, okay, I think this, so could you see these things separately, individually, happening? They are writing this show. They're on the road 52 weeks a year.
Yep.
They do not put two and two together over the wildfires and burn it down because they just started this Seth Dean thing, and that could be an angle whether they're in California or Wyoming.
Yes.
We're big on Wyoming today.
Yeah.
And then could you all see this? Could you see Stephanie knowing and not caring and just fucking saying, yeah, I'm going to do it anyways, like going for it anyways? I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I don't think that the WWE, wait, because she did. Wasn't she the one that was like using it the most?
No, she didn't talk about the burn it down thing. She's the one who said corporate policy won't allow dismemberment.
So I don't think it was this whole episode of we're just going to say the most fucked up shit. I can see Stephanie being like,
I'm not saying it's purposeful. I'm saying it's tone deaf. I'm saying how tone deaf can you be?
I don't think it's that tone deaf, to be honest, because, dude, I'll be honest.
You're describing tone deaf. We have a different – what you're describing is what I would call tone deaf. That's the description
of it. But I've been in places where they've had tragedies nearby.
Yeah.
And had edgier jokes back in, the day.
Jokes. That's okay. I don't have a problem with jokes. People went on a stage in New York a week after 9/11 and made 9/11 jokes. I don't have a problem with that. Those are jokes. That's helping heal. My point is, in that moment, first of all, they used Burn It Down more than they ever do. It was written. It was said.
But it was
so
also
much.
Because of the symbolism of the Shield thing. I don't know if that was intentional to be like, because why would they do that? Why would they be like, well, we're just going to look at this. We're going to say, fuck California.
No, that
the Saudi Arabia thing I get because they got backlash over. The other stuff I get because they got
my
back.
Point is they didn't do it on purpose. That's what I call tone deaf. That's them not being able to what they write, not being able to make the connection. That's tone deaf. They're not understanding what they're saying. That's my point.
But I don't think it's as egregious because, okay, I'm sorry, dude. I keep forgetting those wildfires are going on.
You don't live in California. They were in California. I'm not talking about for the world as a
but
whole.
But how long have they been in California?
24 hours. I don't care. I'm saying. My point, the reason I say the word tone
I guess
deaf,
if you're a corporation,
what I'm saying is tone deaf. That's what tone deaf is. I sent a tweet out on Remembering 9/11 Day that says we're selling things for 9/11. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You don't understand that what you're saying is offensive.
Why I stayed DiGiorno Pizza?
Right! Like,
do you remember that?
In the hurricanes, right?
No, it was a hashtag why I stayed. And it was a trending tag on Twitter. It was hashtag why I stayed. And then DiGiorno Pizza decided to jump in on it. And it was literally a hashtag about why people stayed with their abusers. And it was why I stayed. You had DiGiorno Pizza.
Wow.
Well done, DiGiorno.
What?
Yes. I'm sorry. But we're still talking about it.
I didn't even know it existed.
Exactly. But now you do. And you don't know that it's Papa Murphy's. You know it's DiGiorno with the fucking... I like it.
I don't
think it's that egregious. Because what was it? Hashtag, what was the why I stayed?
It was hashtag why I stayed.
And they put with DiGiorno? Because of DiGiorno?
Yeah. But that's completely... You're just trying to jump on whatever viral trend. It'd be like if I went on Twitter...
Marketing, baby.
But it,
it's bad marketing.
No. Bad marketing.
Then you're okay, you're the guys who said they shouldn't have gone to Saudi Arabia because it was bad press.
No. I never said they should have gone to Saudi
Arabia. Yes, you did.
I said
for
if
4 weeks
you
said
they're
going
to lose more of the we do slimy shit while we also say we're a
you don't think DiGiorno lost
them? I don't personally care if they do. It does not morally affect me if they do or not. If it was my business, I would not have. You know what I would have done? Would have stolen Fresh's idea, gone to an army base, and had my fucking show there for
the troops,
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I successfully did it. I got us down to 5 minutes. So what we found out this week is that our man, the former Edgehead.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
The former Edgehead, Kurt Hawkins, is taking over for the injured Braun Strowman in the mix-match tag team of Ember Moon and Braun Strowman. What we also learned is that the winners of the mix-match challenge will get the 30th entrant in the women's and men's match in the Royal Rumble.
Correct.
As we know, 30 is not the most popular winner of the Royal Rumble, but it is better than 1 through 24. 1 through 22. Better chance. We have Kurt Hawkins on his 200 and blah, blah, blah loss streak. And do we think this loss streak is important? How do we know it's important? Well, on main event 1 week... Overdoing it. Well, on the main event 1 week, Kurt Hawkins was scheduled to beat Zack Ryder, and he said, no, I can't. I have this losing streak going. And they said, just do it. He goes to Vince, and Vince said, absolutely not. We're saving that win. That's something that was said to Kurt Hawkins. Where are we at? 4 minutes. So Kurt Hawkins is a bona fide star that Vince knows about and has a plan for the main event, for his win. We thought we were getting it several times.
Next Drew McIntyre.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you get the 30th entrant, because Ember Moon and Braun Strowman was obviously a team put together to dominate, because first it was Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman.
And also they haven't lost.
They haven't lost. Ember Moon, super stud, getting a huge push in the WWE. Their first match, I think, is against Mahal and Alicia Fox. They're winning that one. Good chance of winning that mixed match challenge, I would say. I would say.
Yeah.
So you get the bearded Brock Lesnar going away for a few months, not defending that title till Mania, probably. Maybe at the Rumble. Who knows?
Because he's scared.
And if he shaves, he looks just like Tatanka. So what we get is Braun Strowman holding the title with Kurt Hawkins now in the 247-loss streak, coming out victoriously, just like Zack Ryder getting his Intercontinental title at WrestleMania 4 years ago. We have Kurt Hawkins versus Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 35. He doesn't have to win a match because the losing streak, the Royal Rumble, does not count in wins and losses, as we know from Asuka losing a Battle Royal in NXT and still be considered undefeated. So we still have a 240-whatever match losing streak, and in mixed match challenge, doesn't count for win losses. Asuka again. Also, Ember can get all the pins and losses.
Also, mixed match challenge
it
doesn't
would be,
exist. For,
right. It would be the greatest upset
In the history. And how much?
Everything.
200. It'd be better than Butler beating Duke that year. It would be better than.
They didn't beat Duke, though.
They would have. It would have been better than that.
It would be better. Okay, how about Giants over Pats?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's bigger than that. It's 247 losses in a row without getting a win in the mixed match challenge, without technically getting a pin or submission in the Royal Rumble, just throwing people over. That doesn't count. So he's still got 247 losses.
And technically wouldn't even have to throw anyone over?
Dude.
Somebody,
one person.
No, could fucking step fumble, or somebody else could come in and throw them out.
No, what happens is the final three, he's like hiding in the corner, mm-hmm. and those two like roll over like John Cena and Batista.
Yup.
And then Vince marches down and tears his quad again.
Yup. So that's what I'm saying.
And then it all caps off with the Monday after Mania where Tatanka challenges
Kurt Hawkins.
Well,
and he'll shave Brian Myers. He's probably going to go back to
And he gets his win over Tatanka.
Let's go.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's how he gets in there.
Why do we always bring up Tatanka?
The shaved face. He's got no beard.
Hey, yeah,
look,
yeah,
Kurt
hey,
has a beard now.
Yeah,
Braun used to have a beard. Brock used to have a beard.
On six
and
levels.
Braun has a beard. And Tatanka doesn't.
And
real quick.
It ain't racist if Indian ain't a race, pal.
I don't understand why we didn't see Bray Wyatt last night come back. I was really excited. I'd heard rumors that he might come back to wrestling soon, but he still hasn't. So I'm really excited for it.
You can talk to Fresh about that.
What's up, Fresh?
So let's cover Starrcade real quick. So Starrcade was...
Only two matches. It was weird. It was only AJ versus Joe, and then the eight-man tag match.
Right.
That was it.
Bray Wyatt came out.
Nope.
And there was a woman tag match.
I did see that.
There was
Ric Flair and Elias.
Right. There was also
how many times did they say Ric Flair in that fucking thing? It was a million.
We got that Ric Flair drip. Also, there was a second cage match. It was Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
I watched the show. It did not happen.
No, it was on right after the
two cage matches. How do you do that? It takes an hour just to put the cage up.
I have the network.
No, it was already up, so they just went ahead and did another one.
Smart.
Yep.
Smart. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take an hour to put those blue cages up, might as well leave them up.
Yeah, the blue cage.
with the big squares.
I have the network.
Looks
I watched Stargate.
Looks like no
there
cage
no
you've
Bray
ever been
Wyatt.
In your life.
There was no Seth versus Dean. So, on that note, old timer, I am the knowledge.
Old.
Is talent.
Production.
Thanks, everybody. Tune in next week.